Phil. I'm here with my co-host Tammy. Together, we're the hosts of the Homicide Canada podcast. Today's episode is our February of 2022 rundown. Or wait a second, is this the February or the March one?
This is March.
Oh, all right. So this is the. I hope I'm looking at the right one. Oh yeah, I am. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, I didn't change that. Sorry, that's my fault.
Okay, sorry. Just looking at the notes here. So this is the March homicides episode. So basically, we run down all the homicides that happened in Canada in March in 2022. What episode is this, Tammy?
The 22nd.
22nd episode, our podcast episode of Homicide Canada. So yeah, besides our podcast, we have a website, homicidecanada.com. Basically, we want to try to track every homicide that occurs in Canada, and we usually have like a page for each one in that with what we can discover one way or another, either through the media or through the police. Besides the homicidecanada.com, we're on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. I think if you just go there and search Homicide Canada, we should show up. So if you want to follow us that way, it's an easy way to do it. We also have a Twitter handle, and that is homicide_Canada. Our DMs are always open, so yeah, it's a good way to keep track of that. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of the episode. I guess we're recording this, what's today? Today is April 26th. Okay, so I think I looked at this. Yes, this is the stats from yesterday. So the year-to-date homicides in Canada that's happened so far in 2022, we have 209. For males, we know there's 147. For females, that's 57. That projects out to a total of 681, and that compares to our total we had for last year, which was 690.
I think it's 691 now.
Okay, 691. Okay.
Yep.
So, all right. So, yeah, we're always looking to see if there's some new ones, so we try to keep up to date on that, too. So, basically, it's pretty roughly the same, although the one thing I'll say is that if we're projecting 681, usually, like, we'll find some, like, say by the time, like, 2022 rolls around, we'll find some even in the beginning of the year and that. So that's probably, I would say, like, for now that will probably be higher than last year. But anyways, you never know. Anything could happen. And that also projects out to a homicide rate per 100,000 in Canada of 1.78. I also have here the annualized 2022 murder rates per 100,000 for the Canadian provinces. So Manitoba is way ahead in first place this year with 6.62. Last year's first place, I don't know if winner is the right term, but first place from last year is now in second place. Saskatchewan, that's 4.48. Then well behind that in third is Alberta with 2.98, and British Columbia with 2.6, Nova Scotia with 1.64, Ontario with 1.38, Newfoundland 1.24, New Brunswick with a 0.82, Quebec with 0.6, and then I guess PEI hasn't had any. So that's the provinces. Okay, I guess there's yet another way you can communicate with us if you want to. We have an email, and that's info@homicidecanada.com. So say, for example, if we've missed a murder and you know about it, then you can hit us up there and say, like, hey, there's been a murder in my small town. You should put it in your list. Please, that would make us happy. Yeah, and besides on our webpage, besides having just, like, pages for each murder, we also have some provincial and municipal pages in that, so they'll go and, like, list all the homicides that have happened this year and in previous years in your province and also for some of the bigger municipalities and that. So, okay, then I'm going to throw it to Tammy.
March 2022 saw a total of 58 homicides compared to 57 in March 2021, so that's pretty much the same. There were 15 female victims and 42 male victims and one gender unknown, and we still don't know that gender yet.
Was that a young person or an older person?
No age, no gender, so...
Okay, just know that it's a murder victim.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get to the youngest and oldest victims for the month. The oldest was an 85-year-old woman. The Edmonton Homicide Unit investigated the suspicious death of an 85-year-old woman. The Edmonton Police Southwest Branch patrol members responded to a check on a welfare at a residence in the area of Ramsey Crescent and 42nd Avenue on March 5th at approximately 10:15 a.m. On arrival, police located a deceased 85-year-old Dagmar Peterson inside the residence. An autopsy revealed the cause of death to be a blunt force head injury. Anyone with information regarding this suspicious death is asked to contact the Edmonton Police Service at 780-423-4567. So, yeah, not a lot known about that case. And then the next one, the youngest person, the youngest homicide victim of the month was a 15-year-old female. An 18-year-old male has been charged with murder following the fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old girl in Waterloo, Ontario. Waterloo Region Police responded to a report of a disturbance in the area of Chelford Crescent just before 10 a.m. on March 17th. The police arrived and located a 15-year-old victim with multiple stab wounds and an 18-year-old with what was believed to be self-inflicted wounds. Both teens were rushed to separate hospitals where the 15-year-old victim died of her injuries. The 18-year-old has been charged with one count of first-degree murder. Police said the victim and the accused were known to each other. According to therecord.com, the accused underwent surgery and was intubated. He was unconscious in the morning but was able to make his court appearance on the Friday afternoon. A publication ban has been placed, banning printing or broadcasting the name of the victim. The accused cannot be named, as publishing his name would identify the victim. That's kind of a little odd. Like, he's 18-year-old, the subject, or not really the subject, but the perpetrator. So he's not underage. Admittedly, the victim was, but she's now dead. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It says that you can't publish it because his name would identify him. I don't know if you could read between the lines and think maybe they're related.
Or in a relationship.
Or in a relationship, possibly, yeah. So, I don't know. We don't really know. So, I don't know. We'll probably hear something about that later in that when it goes to trial and that. Okay, and then we'll get to the provincial results then, or the number of homicides for each province in March 2022. So, Ontario, the province with the most population, led with 13. British Columbia with 12. Then Alberta with 11. Saskatchewan with 7. Manitoba with 5. Quebec with 4, Nova Scotia with 3, New Brunswick with 1, Newfoundland with 1, and I guess the Northwest Territories with a single homicide in March, rather.
Okay, now for the municipal results. Calgary had 4, Edmonton had 4, Halifax had 3, Huron County, which is a area in Ontario, had 2, and that was a double homicide. Mississauga had 2, Regina had 2, Toronto had 2, which is pretty low for Toronto, and Langley had 2. And murders by type, there were 29 unknown or unreleased, 17 shootings, 5 stabbings, 4 beatings, 3 other.
So, of the ones we know, that most of them were shootings, it seems.
Yeah, and that's kind of that. Shootings are going up in Canada, too.
Yeah, it seems like, because for a while there, it seemed like we were getting a lot of stabbings. But
yeah.
And now we'll get on to the section where we go through some of the more noteworthy or interesting homicides that happened in March. So this was the first homicide that happened in Hamilton, Ontario. Police investigated the homicide of 39-year-old Shane Grenier. Hamilton police responded to an incident near Tisdale Street and Erie Avenue at approximately 6 p.m. on March 6th after receiving a report that a male had been dumped on the roadway and was in medical distress. Police located 39-year-old Shane Grenier of Hamilton lying on the ground, suffering from what appeared to be a gunshot wound to the head. The victim was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced deceased a short time later. A dark sedan was seen leaving the area. The vehicle has been described as a black or dark-colored BMW four-door sedan. It had silver wheel rims. If you go to our website, we have photos of the vehicle on the post for it. So far, no arrests have been made. And if you have information, please call the police at 905-546-4167. I guess one interesting thing about that is that Hamilton, I guess, had 19, or did it turn out they had 20 homicides last year now?
Oh, I can't remember.
I think we had 19, and I'm trying to remember. Was there recently one was declared a homicide?
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Here.
All right. And so, but what's interesting in some ways is that this is the first homicide in Hamilton of the year in that, and it's already, I guess, into March in that, and there hasn't been one since this one, I don't think. So.
No.
So, yeah, it's unusual in the fact that, yeah, there was a lot last year, and then this year there's only been one, and we're today is, I guess, 22nd of April. That's almost one third through the year. So.
Yeah, and with this one, too, I think the police were trying to still figure out if he was shot in the vehicle or on the street because there was no sign of a shooting on Tisdale.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's kind of weird where he was shot. Like, maybe he wasn't even shot in the car.
Yeah, because obviously you figure if you're shot in the head and you die, then there's got to be some blood somewhere. So.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so probably just got dumped there from getting shot somewhere else. So.
Yeah. Dallas Lee charged with the murder of his mother, Teen Lee, in Toronto's 17th homicide of the year. Toronto police responded to a call in the Eastern Ave and Berkshire Avenue area on March 28th at 1:30 p.m. On arrival, police located a deceased female in a plastic bag with obvious signs of trauma and some dismemberment. Police released photos of what the victim was wearing and her nail art in hopes of identifying her. And then on March 30th, police announced that the victim had been identified as Tian Lee, 46 of Toronto. Investigators had asked the public's assistance in locating her son, Dallas Lee, originally saying that they were concerned for his safety. And on Saturday, April 2nd, Dallas Lee was arrested and charged with second-degree murder in relation to his mother's death.
Was it true you were able to find like what you believed was his Facebook page, or?
Yes, so I did find his Facebook page, and I do have a screenshot of it.
Okay.
And it seems like he might have, or does have, some kind of mental illness with the things he was posting on there.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly, but it was something about killing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So yeah, from some sometimes like you can check out the social media and you're not totally shocked that a homicide has happened in that. So, okay. And I guess that's the, 17th homicide of the year in Toronto. So that, I think that means that for Toronto, they're probably right now on track to be somewhat less than last year. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was looking that up earlier today. So, okay. We'll get to this next one. Edmonton police investigate the murder of Edmonton landlord Abdullah Shah, also known as Carmen Prevez, which is kind of an interesting name comparing the two in that. So Edmonton police responded to a weapons complaint at 374 Heath Road on March 13th at approximately 9:55 p.m. Police arrived to find 59-year-old Abdullah Shah outside a residence with life-threatening injuries. He was rushed to hospital where he died of his injuries. According to the reports, the home and a truck in the driveway were riddled with bullets. The cause of death has been revealed as multiple gunshot wounds. Police are looking for dash cam or residential CCTV footage of the suspect vehicle, which was a light-colored Toyota 4Runner, driving in either direction on the Heath Road loop, including Riverbend Road, between the two entrances to Heath Road between 9 and 9:10 p.m. on March 13th. So who was Abdullah Shah, otherwise known as Carmen Prevez? According to reports, Shah had a criminal record dating back to 1983 that included pleading guilty to 54 counts of fraud in a $30 million mortgage fraud case in 2008. Shah was charged in connection to a drug bust that seized nearly $100,000 worth of methamphetamine and pills in March 2016. However, those charges were dropped in 2018. Shah was sentenced to house arrest on December 2020 for ordering an assault causing bodily harm on former employee Clark Mukhabir inside the Edmonton jail. Shah survived a shooting on August 13th, 2021, where he was shot in the jaw at one of his businesses on 111th Avenue. According to the reports, he once owned around 100 rental properties in the city, but in 2020, his lawyer said he was getting out of the business. Shah previously described himself as a community-minded property owner who has tried to help others who are less fortunate. So, yeah. So he was already shot, like, less than a year ago in the jaw.
Yeah.
And, yeah. He's obviously, an interesting character and is now deceased.
Yeah, he looked like a scary landlord.
Okay.
Kamloops RCMP said missing person Mohd Abdullah is believed to be the victim of a homicide following an autopsy on Tuesday, March 22nd. Mr. Abdullah was located deceased in a vehicle on the 1600 block of Monterey Place on March 17th. Abdullah was reported missing after he failed to attend work on March 14th. He was last heard from on March 11th. Police are seeking witnesses who may have seen Abdullah on Friday, March 11th, and any time afterwards prior to the discovery of his body on March 17th. Sergeant Baird of Kamloops RCMP said the victim usually traveled by foot or took public transit. Investigators also continue to seek information on the movements of a white rental van in Kamloops and surrounding rural areas in the community, including Barriere, Clearwater, Valmont, Savannah, and Cache Creek. The van is described as a white rental van, 2020 GMC, and it has company markings and logos, though police didn't say what those company markings and logos are. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to contact Kamloops RCMP at 250-828-3000. And so there was an update. Local Kamloops lawyer Rogelio, is that right?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay. Rogelio Butch Bagaboyo has been accused of placing the remains of Thompson River University instructor Mohd Abdullah in a plastic bin and has subsequently been charged with one count of interfering with a dead body. Police have not said if he was involved with the homicide, though.
Oh, that's a strange one then.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that a lawyer would know better to get involved.
You'd think so. But we don't know if he's been actually charged in the homicide. Just sort
no.
of like,
dumping like, the body.
Dumping the body. Okay. Yeah, that's a strange one. Obviously, we'll pay attention.
Yeah.
And see what we'll learn if he ends up getting charged or somebody else. So, okay, on to the next interesting case. Matthew Mahou Dumond was charged with second-degree murder in relation to a Tafisa factory stabbing in Lake Megantic, which I believe is in Quebec. Police and paramedics were called to a report of an altercation at a Tafisa factory on March 21st. It was alleged that the victim, Alexander Giroux, 36, was stabbed by Mathieu Dumont Mahieu at approximately 5:30 a.m. On arrival, police located Giroux unconscious. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. According to the Journal de Montréal, it was the victim who contacted emergency services himself. Mathieu Dumont was arrested by police and charged with second-degree murder. The CEO of Tafisa, Louis Brassard, said the people involved do not work for his company and that they were employed by a contractor hired to carry out work on the site of the particle board plant. So I guess they were contractors and obviously had some sort of disagreement, and it ended up in a stabbing death.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. I don't know if we'll ever find out, but we'll try and see if we can follow the case.
This one's a little strange. They still haven't found the suspect, and I think that they think he may be deceased. LaSalle police search for Blair Lyons following the homicide of his wife. So LaSalle is not in Quebec. It's
okay.
A small town in Ontario.
Okay.
LaSalle police were called to a residence just before 7:30 a.m. on March 19th for a well-being check. On arrival, police located Amanda Lyons deceased inside the house. Investigators have determined that the victim's husband, Blair Lyons, is the suspect. His vehicle was located early Saturday morning, abandoned on the Ambassador Bridge, and police say evidence suggests that he jumped from the bridge into the Detroit River. LaSalle Fire Services, Windsor Police Services, and RCC Trenton Search and Rescue have been searching. However, his whereabouts is unknown and still is unknown at this time. Blair Lyons is described as a 34-year-old white male with short brown hair, dark brown facial hair, brown eyes, and a tattoo on his left shoulder. If he's seen or located, please contact LaSalle Police Service at 519-969-5210 And I believe there's a photo of him on our website.
So I guess the one thing is, like, the Ambassador Bridge is pretty big, so it's pretty high up there. So if he did jump, he's probably dead.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know how deep that water is, but...
But probably just the impact from the height to the surface and that would probably be fatal most of the time.
I do wonder, though, how far can that current take you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, like, I don't know. You figure if it's the Detroit River that he'd probably wash up on shore at some point or something.
Yeah.
Although, I guess if it washes into, I don't know, is it washing into Lake St. Clair or Lake Erie? I can't remember which.
Probably,
I think it's Lake Erie. But, yeah, I don't know. But who knows? Maybe he just parked his car up there and...
And just took off.
It just took off. So I assume
he could have walked over the border.
Yeah, maybe they have video in that. Probably the bridge has video in that. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of.
So
nice.
They said they have evidence suggests that he jumped. So I assume they must have video of him like jumping in. So, but yeah, kind of. And also, that's pretty far away from I guess. I don't know, where was LaSalle? I guess it's in. Is it sort of in the Windsor area then? Or?
Yeah, I think it's like. I think it's close to the border.
Okay. All right, on to the next case. Police investigate the death of a Six Nations woman, Ruth Ann Longboat. Toronto police responded to a radio call for a suspicious incident in the Humber River south of Dundas Street West on March 8th at 10:06 a.m. Police arrived to find Ruth Ann Longboat, 56, of the Six Nations Reserve, deceased at the scene. The cause of death has not released at this time, and the homicide team has taken over the investigation. The Toronto Police Service said this is an active investigation. Police remain in the area carrying out inquiries to establish the full circumstances of the occurrence. And there's an update that TPS announced on March 14th that the Ontario Provincial Police and Six Nations Police have now taken over the homicide investigation, and Toronto Police Service will continue to provide assistance. So that, I assume, means that she was killed somewhere else and then probably dumped in Toronto?
I think so. Or maybe, I don't know how, if that river can travel far, a body far. I'm not sure. Have you ever seen
I don't think
that
the
river?
Humber is that big, so
no,
I don't
so
know.
So probably not.
Probably not, so.
Okay, now for the next one. Missing New Brunswick man Brandon Donlan was located deceased, and police are investigating his death as a homicide. New Brunswick RCMP Major Crimes Unit located a body in a wooded area off a snowmobile trail between Minto and Chipman on March 31st at approximately 7 p.m. As a result of the investigation, the victim has been identified as Brandon Donlan of Minto. He was reported missing on January 30th, 2022, and his death has been deemed a homicide. Police executed a search warrant at a home on Wasson Road in Newcastle Creek near Minto on April 4th. A woman was arrested at the scene on an unrelated matter and was later released pending future court appearance. Anyone with information that could help further the investigation is asked to contact the Major Crimes Unit at 1-888-506-7267. So, according to Global News New Brunswick, in November 2017, Donlan was sentenced to 42 months in prison for sexual assault and sexual interference involving a minor who was just 13 years old at the time. Police have not said if this history was motive for a homicide. So that was actually, I dug deeper on that one because it was a follower that actually mentioned that in one of in our posts, like, don't feel bad for this guy. He's done bad things. So thank you for letting us know that and
giving us the kind of tip. Yeah. Well, thanks to our loyal listeners and followers in that. So yeah, if you know anything about like a homicide victim or suspect in that, then give some contacts.
Let
in
us
that,
know.
We appreciate it. Okay. So now we're going to move on to the noteworthy arrests or discoveries in that. Okay. This one is, it's a sad case. Francois Senecel pled guilty to the 2020 murder of a 13-year-old Oceane Boyer in the Laurentians. I guess that's in Quebec. So the backstory, Quebec provincial police said the body of a young teenage girl was found by the road or side of the road in Brownsburg, Chatham on February 26th at approximately 11:15 a.m. She was rushed to hospital where she pronounced deceased. The girl's family reported her missing the evening of February 26th. Police said her body bore marks of violence, and police believe her death was a homicide. She was declared deceased in hospital shortly after. Quebec Provincial Police said they arrested Francois Senechal, or Senechal, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that, 51, on February 27th in connection with the violent death of Oceane Boyer, 13. It is alleged that Senechal forced Boyer to take a large dose of medicine and alcohol before beating her to death with a blunt object. According to reports, the accused and the victim's family have been close for years. Okay, and we have an update. On April 23rd, 2022, Francois Senechal was sentenced to life in prison on April 22nd, 2022, after pleading guilty to the murder of 13-year-old Oceane Boyer. Senechal was a longtime friend of Boyer's family, and the victim considered him an uncle. Superior Court Justice France Charbonneau said everyone trusted him. However, rather than face the consequences of the acts of a sexual nature he had committed, Francois Senechal preferred to kill the young victim to silence her and then erase all traces that could link to him by removing her pants covered with hair from his dog. According to a statement of facts, Senechal had learned that Boyer had an upcoming appointment with a psychologist. The next day, Senechal went to the school of Oceane to try to stop her from discussing the details of their relationship with the psychologist. Oceane confirmed that she would not talk about it. He then said he panicked and put several sleeping pills in her drink. When she didn't fall asleep, he repeatedly hit her with a piece of a speaker. He then threw Oceane in the snow and left her for dead without any pants. So yeah, that's obviously a terrible case. So.
Yeah, that's very sad. Okay, the next interesting update. A second man has been charged in relation to the homicide of Chad Kowalchuk in Calgary. On Friday, February 18th, emergency responders were called to a report of a house fire at the 100 block of Douglas Ridge Green Southeast at approximately 5 a.m. When the fire was extinguished, Chad Kowalchuk, 53 years old, was found deceased inside the home. Staff Sergeant Sean Gregson of the Calgary Police Service Homicide Unit said, "This investigation has been extremely complex and has required the coordination of resources from across our services. We continue to investigate the events leading up to the victim's death and ask anyone who may have information to please contact police." Calgary Police Homicide Unit investigators arrested Justin Angus Boucher, 30, of Calgary on March 25th. He has been charged with first-degree murder and arson. On April 15th, Calgary police arrested Ronald Leon Abraham, 41, of Calgary, and charged him with first-degree murder. Calgarian Robert Wayne Sims, 30, was arrested in Radium Hot Springs, Alberta, on April 20th for first-degree murder. So actually, that means three men have been charged, not two.
Oh, okay.
I got that wrong. Calgary police believe there were a number of people attending the residence in the days prior to the fire and asking anyone who has information or who knows people who have information to come forward. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to contact police by calling 403-266-1234.
Okay. Now the next one. George Opa, I don't know, this is going to be tough to pronounce.
Is it Opasinis?
Okay, maybe Opasinis was sentenced to life in prison for the murder of Michelle Pilon in Hamilton, Ontario. The backstory, Hamilton police were called to an apartment in an affordable housing complex at Melvin Avenue and Parkdale Avenue in the East End on November 30th, 2018 at approximately 1:30 a.m. On arrival, police located 53-year-old Michelle Pilon strangled and hogtied in the bathroom of his apartment. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Michelle weighed 97 pounds as when in a wheelchair at the time of his death. He was addicted to crystal meth and crack cocaine, and he also had AIDS. Okay, he let his friend George Opasinis crash with him. Opasinis suffered from drug addiction and also has a long criminal record, and according to Suzanne Claremont of the Hamilton Spectator, likely has schizophrenia. According to defense lawyer Barry Fox, Opasinis lived the Canadian dream earlier in life. He had a job, a wife, and four children. However, he was in a car crash and sustained a brain injury and was in a wheelchair for years when he developed an addiction to painkillers, and he is mentally ill. At the time of the trial, he was living in the forensic psychiatric unit of St. Joseph's Healthcare. Justice Tony Skirica sentenced him to life in prison on March 30th, 2022, with no chance of parole for 15 years from the time of his arrest on November 30th, 2018. So I guess that means that he probably could potentially be free in 11 years from now.
Yeah. So question, is Parkdale and Melvin that building that used to be George and Mary's or something?
That's correct, yes.
So, okay, so that's where he lived.
But that, but it obviously got transformed, I think, into a...
Yeah, it looks nicer than it did.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the Hamilton 2021 death we were talking about earlier. So Hamilton police declare the 2021 death of a one-month-old a homicide. Hamilton police received a 911 call for an unresponsive infant in early 2021. Hamilton paramedic services conducted life-saving measures, however, they were unsuccessful at reviving the child. At the time, the death was being investigated as a sudden death, and on March 9, 2022, Ontario Forensic Pathology Unit determined that the cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head. Hamilton Police Homicide Unit has completed its investigation, and no charges will be laid in this matter as the individual involved is below the age of criminal responsibility, and no further information will be released by the police.
So I guess in Canada, the age for that is 12. Like, at 12, you can be charged criminally. So I guess read it between the lines. It's obviously somebody under 12 did it. Possibly a sibling.
It's just so crazy, though. I think, like, even when you're, like, 8, you know what you're doing is wrong.
For sure,
know?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
It could potentially maybe the person's younger than 8. I don't know. So
yeah.
Also, like, a one-month-old, like, obviously pretty fragile, but, yeah, it's obviously a pretty sad case in that, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, that's been the our 22nd episode covering March of 2022, the homicides in Canada. So, as I said at the top, obviously, you've got the website homicide.canada.com. We try to post for every homicide, so if you want to you're curious about a homicide, you can check that out. Then also, you can also look for the pages in the provinces and the municipalities. We also our email again, that's info@homicidecanada.com. So if we missed a murder or if there's anything else you want to say, maybe you have some information on the homicide, maybe about the victim or about the perpetrator. Also our Twitter, homicide_Canada, try to update that pretty frequently. Our DMs are always open. And then, yeah, if you go to Facebook, search us at Homicide Canada, it should come up, same with Instagram. So yeah, until next time. I think we have a special episode coming up, and then that'll followed by the April rundown.